Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. So the Biden scandal story is still alive. I know it's to some extent covered up by all the Israel war coverage and so forth. But this past week, news broke 40 FBI informants. These are FBI informants signing these 1023 reports. They report back to their FBI masters. Talking about Biden scandals, criminal reports on Biden scandals. And it turns out the FBI is covering a lot of this up. Maybe they're covering most of this up. And that's on top of a little check kiting, $200,000 worth, between Jim Biden and his brother Joe Biden. Anyway, I have not heard this week from my pal Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, New York Times bestselling author, Trial of the Century, the Scopes Monkey Trial. So, Greg, I've been missing you because I don't have any time on the TV show, but I didn't want this one to go to waste. 40 FBI informants filing criminal reports about the Bidens, these 1023s, and the FBI has covered it up. Is that right?
That's what Senator Charles Grassley says, Larry. He's interviewed whistleblowers at the Department of Justice who have stepped forward and provided the documents. And up to 40 different confidential informants who had evidence of criminal activity by Joe Biden, James Biden, Hunter Biden. So what happens? Well, it goes to the Washington field office that, according to Grassley, shut it all down and covered it up. And they were aided and abetted in the cover-up by Maine Justice, Department of Justice, as well as the FBI. So, you know, you've got a protection racket that involves two different agencies, the DOJ, the FBI, as well as the Washington field office for the FBI. So it wasn't just that it looks like, you know, Joe and Hunter and James Biden were all engaged in bribery and influence peddling, but then there's the cover-up to make sure that nobody found out about it. And so Grassley is given, you know, FBI Director Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland, the AG, until I think it's November 17th to provide answers. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to lie about it. Oh, we don't have any documents. None of that ever happened. They'll just deny, 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 because that's what they do.
Can Jamie Comer, the oversight chairman, put them back under oath and subpoena them?
Yeah, he can. But, you know, again, I think they'll just still deny it. And because they'll say, oh, well, look at the U.S. attorney in Delaware. There's an ongoing investigation. So we can't answer any questions in an ongoing investigation. That's their out that they always, you know, pull out of the deck of cards. Oh, can't tell you about it, sorry.
Well, Greg, is there a law that says you can't talk about it? I mean, I've heard this before. Yeah, there's no law that says you can't talk about it.
No, there isn't. But there's a policy within the Department of Justice and the FBI that you can't talk about ongoing cases. Where did the policy come from? It was just invented. It was made up. It offers people who are engaged in impropriety an excuse not to cough up documents and answer questions. You know, it's one of the great, you know, canards within our justice system that whenever you get caught with your pants down, you just say, I can't talk about an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, well, so let me get this right. This is like Catch-22. We have all these informants, which the FBI has covered up. DOJ has backed up the FBI. It's part of the cover-up. But you can't. But you have a policy that says we can't talk about ongoing cover-ups.
Right.
So, what's wrong with this picture?
Well, it's the chronic injustice in the Department of Justice and a malign and malevolent FBI that does its bidding. And, you know, these are people who have, you know, sworn an allegiance to Joe Biden to protect him. To do that, they have to protect Hunter Biden. And, you know, that's why they gave Hunter a sweetheart deal last summer that was blown up by the judge, you know, who said, wait a minute, where did this come from? This is, you know, this is nonsense. And that forced the hand of the U.S. attorney. So he, you know, has been forced to bring gun charges. Is he going to bring serious charges of influence peddling and bribery and money laundering and tax evasion and tax fraud? As I said months ago, now he'll say he's seriously looking at it, but in the end, he won't do it.
So, Greg Jarrett, just let me circle back to this. These FBI confidential informants, can they surface on their own as whistleblowers?
They can. It would take a lot of courage to do that. But you did see the IRS whistleblowers come forward. And unless and until these, you know, whistleblowers at the Department of Justice do the same, you're probably not going to get the confidential informants themselves because they make money from this stuff. You know, and you blow their cover, and they're no longer confidential informants, and the gravy train ends.
So,
but, you know, they get paid for a reason because they come up with credible evidence and incriminating documents that they, you know, hand over to the FBI and the DOJ. And if they involve Donald Trump, they go after him with a vengeance. If they involve Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, they bury it in a vault somewhere in the basement of the DOJ.
So one of them might just decide to give up $100,000 a year and just sing. Just go up to Congress and sing.
I mean, wouldn't that be refreshing?
Yes.
Honesty, integrity. But, you know, I'm not counting on it.
The other one, Greg, just in the last minute, the $200,000 check, this phony healthcare company, whatever it is, AmeriCorps Healthcare.
Yeah.
They loan James Biden money. James Biden then writes a check to Joe Biden, which in some sense is check kiting. That one surfaced too. What's going to happen there? Anything?
Well, it's interesting because there appears to be no evidence that Joe Biden ever loaned $200,000 to his brother. So why on that $200,000 from James to Joe Biden does it say repayment of loan? There's no evidence there was ever a loan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was obvious that, you know, Joe Biden was getting payola, but they had to offer up an explanation on the check, so they just put loan repayment. Now, you know, maybe there's some accounting that Joe Biden can provide of, oh, yeah, I gave my brother $200,000. So far, we haven't seen it. There's no evidence of that.
You know, I think now that we have a House Speaker, Mike Johnson, who's very much in favor of the Comer hearings, I think we're going to go back in the business. I think the Oversight Committee is going to go back in the business. Something's got to break here.
And
the Grassley letter, too. Anyway, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. And folks, his book, Trial of the Century, is a wonderful read. We'll take a break. On the other side, we're going to do some stock market work. It's a dreary story. Stocks are falling. I'm not, but stocks are. I'm Kudlow. We'll be back.